guys, guess who it is? Back in black or gray or blue or red or whatever fucking color you want to wear. I'm Jen.
I'm Gary.
And we are here. Guess who we're talking about today? Any clue?
We are talking about the infamous Tracy Lords.
Yes. Oh, one of my personal heroes.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, man, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Tracy Lords got her claim to fame because she did several adult movies before she was 18. Now, she did a few after she was 18, but those didn't really get a whole lot of views in today's society. But yeah, she was young, very young, when she started in the adult entertainment industry. The problem is, a lot of people overlook the fact that, well, damn, she's a hell of a good actress.
Yeah, I didn't know that she was a Lee Strasberg actress. That kind of blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, she's got the acting chops, and I guess you kind of have to when you're pretending that, you know, 3 inches is 12, but,
yes,
but yeah, she is, yes, she's beautiful. Yes, she has a gorgeous body, but you know what? She's a damn good actress.
Totally.
Absolutely. So we're going to dive straight into this. I've heard nothing on the Johnny Depp front. I've heard nothing on the Tom Hiddleston front. So we have really no new news to bring to you. But Johnny did work with her when he did the film Crybaby. Anybody seen the film Crybaby? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago.
Okay, well, she
long
was...
Long ago.
She was, quote, the bad girl, but she wasn't the bad girl. There was another girl in the film who put herself out there, let people take pictures of her, you know, did all this kind of really, really rude, different stuff.
Yes.
Tracy Lords was just like, eh, no.
Right.
But she was phenomenal in that movie. It blew me away. I guess I'm prejudiced. I did not assume that an adult actor actually had acting chops. My bad.
It's pretty freaking rare. Let's face it. It's pretty rare.
Not so much anymore now.
Well, who you got for the good actors and actresses in porn?
Nikki Reed.
Okay.
There are quite a few adult movie actresses and actors that probably could pull it off in today's R-rated society.
Okay, true.
But we're talking
Ginger
back.
Was good.
We're talking back in the late 80s, early 90s, when all you had to do to make it big in the adult entertainment industry is take your clothes off.
Yeah.
This girl, she's brilliant. You've seen her in Crybaby. You've seen her in Blade. She did a few other films as well. What's the most notable film you can think of that you've seen her in, Carrie?
You know, it would probably be, for me, it would probably be Crybaby for her, like, big, you know what I mean? For, like, her serious exposure.
Right.
Everything else, you know, Underworld probably, and Blade.
Blade, yeah, I loved her. Yeah,
Blade was probably the big one.
I loved her in Blade. I'm sorry. She was just phenomenal. She was hot and built and just deadly. And I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And that would probably be it.
But
and honestly, that would probably be it. You know, she did that really, really cool sci-fi show called First Wave that I really, really liked.
Right.
But I haven't seen her. You know, she does lots of, like, one-shots of TV. But her films are mostly, that being said, her films are mostly B-movies.
True.
I mean, 85%.
Yeah, but, you know, given where she got her start, I can see it.
Yeah.
Totally understandable.
Sure.
But damn, this girl, I mean, she was terrified when the feds started investigating her. She turned, let's see, I've got to look up, got to get my...
She was 22, I think, when they were doing Crybaby.
Yeah, I got to get my, my facts in order here. But, yeah, the entire cast rallied together to make her feel welcome and safe on the cast of Crybaby. Federal agents visited and... they all hid her from the feds. Oh, she's not here. Nope, she's not recording today. Nope, mm-hmm, haven't seen her.
Yep.
John Waters, the director, and the other members of the cast and crew would hide her because the 22-year-old was terrified of the feds. Afterwards, Tracy Lords recounted how various members of the cast and crew related embarrassing stories that they had about run-ins with the law and with run-ins with the feds to make her feel less alone.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah. That is freaking awesome. And, of course, we cannot forget Johnny Depp claiming that an armadillo wrecked his hotel room.
Yeah. Right, right. What they ate are sometimes an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And, of course, you know, I've still got members of my family laughing their asses off that you wouldn't let me remove the armadillo from your yard.
Oh, my God. Switched in there pretty big.
Hey, he's got a shell. All you gotta do is grab him around the shell. Make sure his feet and his teeth can't get to you. You're good.
All right, true. Yeah, it's that stuff, though. Right.
But yeah, let's see. Tracy Lords was actually born in 1968.
Yeah. Yeah, she's literally just about my age. She's a little older.
She's a couple years older than you.
A little older, yeah.
She's been in, let's see, a movie called Shock 'Em Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Waking Up Dead. A History of Nudity in the Movies. Women's Prison Massacre. Gee, yeah. I gotta watch that one.
Yeah.
Swedish Dicks.
Yeah, that was a newer one.
Yeah, that one is... it doesn't give me a year, sorry. Nightmare Nurse. The Devil May Call. I saw that movie. It was awesome.
That I hadn't heard of.
The Devil May Call? Oh, it's a good one. You should watch that one.
Is it a horror movie, or...?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not of This Earth, Roger Corman's cult classics, Hitman Absolution, Excision, Chump Change, Crazy Eights, The Chosen One. I hope they serve beer in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of these are Tracy Lord's movies.
Yeah.
Bubble's Second Bubble. Gotta watch that one. The Killing Club. That one actually looks really kind of cool.
The Killing Club? Okay.
Yeah, The Killing Club. So she has 24 movies outside of the adult brand to her favor. Now, aside from working with Johnny Depp and... Fuck, my mind just went blank. Blade.
Yeah.
His name? Wesley Snipes.
And, well, I figured with the Blade, but wow, okay.
But yeah, aside from working with Johnny Depp and Wesley Snipes, you know, she's got 22 more movies under her belt. I think she is one of our best actresses least recognized that we've had on this show.
Yeah, I would put her in that category. I think you're quite right.
Because, I mean, we've done Charlize Theron. We've done, the big bitch.
Gwendolyn Steve? No, wait. Oh, what's her name? Elizabeth Debicki.
Yes, Elizabeth Debicki. Yes. We've done the, the eldest in the Marvel movies.
The eldest?
Yeah, the ancient one.
There you go. Tilda Swinton.
Thank you.
Yes.
And all of these women have a lot of acting chops behind them before we pick them up and do an episode on them.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Lords, but she's amazing.
Yeah. Also sings.
She does.
Yeah.
And I actually looked up some of her... I'm going to sit the hell down, shut the fuck up, and never sing another note, because this girl is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She has so much going for her. And, you know, she made a comment in an interview that she thought she had wasted her life by doing the adult films when she did. No, darling.
Yeah, and, you know, it wouldn't have turned out the way it did if it weren't for those. And I mean, she went through a lot of piss and a lot of pain. But, you know.
But
she would not have gotten where she is if it weren't for those kind of crazy life choices.
Well, yeah. She would not have gotten the recognition she's gotten without that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and she very possibly would not have had the opportunities.
Right. Exactly.
You know, she worked her way up, if you will. I mean, it was in a weird way that she worked her way up. But, you know, it got her exposed to film industry in general.
Well, you know, my suggestion, what I would love to see Tracy Lords do, is a safe sex ad campaign.
Yeah. Well, I know that she does a lot of, you know, a lot of advocacy for LGBT.
I'd yes, like she does.
That she does, in fact, do the...
But I would love to see Tracy Lords, you know, Tracy Lords, the woman who was the girl who did this, you know, the woman to do a safe sex ad campaign. That would be amazing. And so many people would listen. I mean, really. My kids, all right, my kids, my youngest twins are 21 in January.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't alive when Tracy Lords was popular, when she had her issues. You had best believe they know who Tracy Lords is.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. And if she were to go on, you know, whatever, public television being like, hey, be careful, be safe, wrap it up, take care of yourself, these kids would listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, she kind of has some cool factor.
She has amazing cool factor.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be, they did the one movie where the next door neighbor realizes that his next door neighbor is a porn star and, you know, he like is trying to seduce her and she falls in love with him and then he reveals that he knows she was a porn star and she gets all offended. But then they end up doing a protect yourself, sex advice video for the school.
I don't know this movie.
Are you kidding me? It's called The Girl Next Door.
And I am not familiar with Girl Next Door.
Yep, it's called The Girl Next Door.
But
she gets her porn star friends to come and do this safe sex video.
With Elisha Cuthbert.
Yes!
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I remember, yeah. I remember the ads and stuff, yeah.
I could see Tracy Lords doing the same thing. But I think her message would be heard a lot quicker than a popularized B-movie.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, oh, I do have some news on the Depp Heads and Hiddlestoners front.
Okay.
Any of y'all who follow us, you also know I do TikToks to promote our website. Well, I haven't been on TikTok for a while. I got on TikTok today and I found 5 very well-known TikTokers are now following us. So, kudos, guys. Love y'all. Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate your following. We appreciate your support.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And if we could convince Carrie to put his information online.
Yes. It's in the works, I promise.
Okay, guys, last time I told y'all I was going to tie him to a chair and make sure he did this, right? I'm going back to Alabama on December 16th. So, yeah, if his information isn't online by the 17th, assume I'm dead.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that's Carrie, right. I'm going to tie you to a chair and put your computer in front of you, and you will not move until you put this information out.
Okay. You got it.
Yeah, he says that. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, and Barry, our first erstwhile, you know, kind of host, tells everyone Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving a bit late. He will be on the show in the next couple of episodes. I'm not letting him get out of it.
Yeah, I already did a verbal contract, huh?
Oh, yeah, there is no. It's you will be on the show or I will camp out in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, for most people that not might not be so bad, I'm a demon.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Trust us, people.
So, all right. Tracy Lords. Good, bad, acting, otherwise. Have you ever seen any of her videos? Because I looked. They've all been wiped from the internet.
Right. Right. Nobody wants that drag. Nobody wants
drag. Well, in today's society, it's considered child pornography. Mm. So, have you ever seen one of Tracy Lord's videos when she was underage?
I think it was like 20 something years ago, but yeah, but I can't really remember a whole lot of details. I remember, it's been about 25 years.
I wouldn't be able to remember a whole lot of detail either. I just remember that ass.
Yeah, she was in a scene with Tom Byron. He was like a boyfriend at the time. And I remember some things from that scene, but yeah, you know, I wasn't a big fan, actually.
Really?
I was more the, like, voluptuous.
And she was like stick figure.
Right. I was more of a Christy Canyon kind of guy.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a Domino type of kind of girl, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Domino is a chick with a dick, so.
I liked Chasey Lane. There's a name, Hypatia Lee. And yeah, kind of your more buxom chicks. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're more an ass man.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't know, perhaps I've matured.
Well, I mean, she did not really have an ass. She was like, you know, just, yeah. I don't know. I've never seen her videos, but I have seen her in Crybaby, in a couple of the other popular films. She's a stick figure. You know, she's got a little bit up top. She's got a little bit down below, but she's not what you would call voluptuous.
No, right. She's more the toned.
Well, yeah, and yeah, she is very muscular. But as far as, like, being a lust item, not so much for me, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
So who is, like, popular nowadays? Who is your lust item?
Are we talking pornographic?
Anything. Doesn't have to be X-rated, just anything.
I'm still kind of a Selma Hayek guy, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, man. Yes.
Definitely a Selma Hayek guy.
I gotta agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm still a big Scarlett Johansson fan. Still like Tilda Swinton.
Oh, man.
I find her highly desirable.
Yes, absolutely. It was Selma Hayek in the mariachi, right?
That's right.
Oh, when she's got her eyes closed and she's playing the guitar and she's singing and... Yeah. They come for her, and you see the gun come across her face, you know, on one side, and then from one side to the other. Oh, so hot.
That was cool. Love that in From Dusk Till Dawn when she did the dance.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to slavery. No thanks. I've already had a wife.
Yeah.
I hated, though, in Dusk Till Dawn, I hated that they made the vampire personas so unlikable.
Yeah. That whole film was...
Over the top.
It was over the top. There were a lot of parts of it that were unlikable. actually. There are a lot of parts of that movie. There were not a whole lot of characters that you're like, you know what? I like that guy.
Although I really, really get, oh God, the young girl, what's her name?
Julia Lewis?
Yes. Yeah. When she's like, at the end of it, you know, her and the older brother, what's his name?
Not Clooney.
Yeah, Clooney.
Okay.
So, Juliette Lewis right. and George Clooney are the only two left alive.
Right. At the end of it. Harvey Keitel's already dead.
You know, everybody else is already dead. Her dad, her brother, you know, his brother, all of them. And she's like, I want to come with you. He's like, you know what? I could take you with me. But I'm not going to do that because that would be wrong. Because this is not a place you want to go. Here's a bunch of money. Take your car. Take your dad's SUV. Get the fuck out of here and forget about me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, aw.
That was good. He redeemed himself in the end. It's true.
Well, he redeemed himself over and over again in that movie.
Yeah.
It's like when he came home, or when he came back to the hotel, he's like, where is she? Oh, she's in there. And he opens up the door, and she's in pieces in the bathtub, and he's like, what the fuck, man? You know, is this what you think I am? Is this what you think I do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she said, no, she wouldn't have said shit if she had a mouth full of it. You are a problem. And I was like, oh my God. You know, it was just kind of cool. He recognized the fact that there was an issue internally and not externally.
Plus, he had that cool ass tattoo.
Oh, I want that tattoo.
That tattoo was cool. Yes. He was good in the movie. I like that was one of my more favorite 90s Clooney roles.
Well, Clooney went back and forth. He went from, oh, I am the hot, rich fuck up, to I'm the ghetto, I'll kill you as quick as I'll look at you, to I am the hot, rich fuck up, you know, and he went back and forth. But I think his better roles is when he was playing the hot rich fuck-up.
He did a really, really great movie that was an Iraq war drama called Three Kings. And he was kind of a war criminal type, if you will. And I'm like, he's doing a lot. He did a lot of crime movies. And he was good at them.
Now, see, I've not seen those. I quit watching war movies. And, well, I quit watching war movies when I was like six.
It was really good. And like I said, it was kind of a surprise because, you know, everybody sort of knew him from, oh my God, what was it? Grey's Anatomy? Was that what he was on? Is that where we knew him from? What was the...
There was something that was huge that he was on, yeah.
And that was his... That was his...
His niche, his thing.
His breakout role, if you will. Yeah, that's where he kind of got his start, you know.
But see, he did...
He was on ER. That's right. It. He was Dr. Doug. Dr. Ross.
But he did the exact same thing that Sean Connery did. Sean Connery did not get massively famous until he got older.
Yeah.
So George Clooney did approximately the same thing. You know, he did bit roles. He did the thing on ER. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, it's George Clooney. It's George Clooney. It's George Clooney. It's George Clooney. He's in this movie. He's in that movie. He's in that one. you know, he finally got his due as a true, bona fide, serious actor after he got a bit of age on him. But unfortunately, well, a lot of actors are like that. And then once you finally recognize that they're legitimate, good fucking actors, oh, gee, now they're gone.
He was pretty amazing in Three Kings. And it was him. It was basically three soldiers that had kind of gone rogue, but they were really just trying to make money. They didn't really kill anybody directly. Well, actually, they did. But they were Iraqis, you know, when we were at war. But it was him. It was Ice Cube. It was very early film roles. And everybody's like, oh, so this is like Menace to Society or, you know, Straight out of Compton. No, it was an old movie. And Mark Wahlberg.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, it was a big...
I'm going to have to watch this.
It came out in 99, and it took place in 1991 in the first days of Iraq. Yeah, it was really cool. But he was kind of a criminal there. He was doing a lot of those roles in the 90s.
Well, he also, let's see, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
He played in that one. And sure. An ex-friend of mine, that's one of his favorite movies, you know. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he would go over and over all these scenes in this movie with me. Okay, I get the premise. I get what happened. I get the man has a good singing voice. Other than that, okay, stop.
I don't think that was him actually singing, though.
It is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, check it out. Oh, research. God. Check it out.
Why do I have to do this? Do 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 do.
Do 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 do. We'll wait.
And Oh Brother,
Where Art Thou? And the answer is
that George Clooney sang the song in the movie, but it was actually Dan Tyminski he provided.
What?
Yeah, Man of Casasaro.
So I've been lied to.
After the first studio session, the sound team decided to have him to pretend instead.
Ah! Yeah. Okay, gentle listeners, I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought Clooney was the one who sang this, so forgive me.
He was that damn believable. Now, and conversely, that really was... Right, Tom, that sang for the songs in Walk the Line.
Wait, what?
Didn't he was Hank Williams, right?
Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Yes.
He actually sang.
What happened was he recorded those songs in a recording studio. He lip-synced to them for the movie. But yes, that is all Tom. Yeah. He recorded every bit of it.
Yeah.
Johnny, on the other hand, the songs in Crybaby, mm-hmm. None of them are Johnny.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I kind of find shocking.
None of them are Johnny. However, in Sweeney Todd, every song is Johnny.
I wonder why he did it in one and not the other.
He was not confident enough to sing. He was afraid he would screw it up because you've got an Elvis cover, you've got right. You know, you've got a couple of really powerful songs in Crybaby, and he was afraid that he was going to screw it up. So he's like, no, not going to do it. Just.
Yeah, when you're talking Elvis, the only person I've heard sing Elvis really well was
Danzig.
Well, Nick Cage.
Danzig.
He consciously said, look, if you want to know who influenced my vocal style, it was Elvis Presley. I was
right.
Like, what?
Oh, Glenn Danzig does the same thing.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Glenn Danzig was like, if you want to know where I kind of got that boo-boo.
Where I got my blues from, it was all Elvis.
Yeah, and he said that first he tried to kind of emulate him because he knew the songs and it translated well to metal. And he was like, I'm going to amp this up.
No shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, and guys, I have to admit another mistake. And I feel really bad about it. There's a movie that Disney put out called Strange Magic.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah.
And I flipped out because I thought they did a Danzig cover for Strange Magic. Well, apparently, Danzig did an Elvis cover.
He's on that soundtrack?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me.
That's awesome.
That is an Elvis cover.
Holy shit.
That Danzig did that I hadn't heard. I hadn't heard the original. I hadn't heard the Elvis version, but I heard the Danzig version. So I'm like all hyped up. Oh, they did a Danzig cover. They did a Danzig. No, they didn't. They did an Elvis cover.
And basically, it's like, you need somebody to do this. Hold my beer.
Oh, yeah. Hold my beer and watch this, bitch.
I don't know who on that team was like, you know who we need to get? We need to get Glenn Danzig to do this. That was a good move.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
I have no doubt. I'm going to have to spotty that one.
Yeah, check it out. But I would have sworn, before I did the research, I would have sworn to you they did a Danzig cover. Nope. It was an Elvis cover.
But it was Danzig.
And it was, it awesome. Sounded like Danzig. We need to do a Danzig show one night.
Oh, geez. Yeah, for sure. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, the Danzig. We do a punk one. Because I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no, we need to seriously do a punk rock episode as to how punk has evolved from its inception to now.
Yeah, and I can't help but think that, and they are men of that age, that Tom and Johnny probably listen to I know Johnny listened to some punk.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not sure that Tom did. I'm afraid he would have been like, oh, ew.
he would have been like the Sex Pistols, the Clash.
But that was mainstream.
Oh.
You know, I can't imagine him listening to the Violent Femmes or, you know.
Bad Brains and the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, the Dead Kennedys. Goo Goo Dolls, even. You know, I can't imagine Tom taking his time to listen to that because it's so far out of the mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, and Tom, don't get me wrong, honey, in case you ever hear this, I love you. But, yeah, you're really kind of vanilla, so.
So proper British sometimes.
Oh, Earl Grey with a little bit of milk.
That's probably a new wave guy.
Dude, he influenced my tea drinking. Seriously, I drink Earl Grey with a little bit of milk and no sugar.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But,
And I can bench 300 pounds, you
know. No, you can't.
No, him.
Now him, I would about believe it. He has benched Chris Hemsworth. He did it for a dare on video.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah.
A few surprises in this episode.
And?
Sorry, I'm looking up that. Now I'm looking up the damn Strange Magic soundtrack. That's a movie that we should possibly visit sometime.
Oh, I love that movie!
Yeah.
It is so cool!
Well, and I mean, we've got Alan Cumming, we've got Evan Rachel Wood.
Well, the thing about Strange Magic is the bad guy is not really the bad guy. The good girl is not really the good girl. The problem is not really the problem. It's all a matter of perception. And I love that about Strange Magic.
Yeah.
And the imp is not always the bad guy.
I actually didn't know that it was a Disney movie. Wow.
Yeah. And what's funny is, okay, I had just moved into my daughter's house. I was taking care of my granddaughter because my daughter was a truck driver and she was working at night. Her wife was now wife. They weren't married at the time, but her wife was working in the mornings. So my daughter moved me in so that I could take care of my granddaughter while she was asleep and her wife was working. So we're sitting there on one of those rare occasions when all of us had the night off. My granddaughter had already been put to bed and we're going through the different channels and stuff and Strange Magic pops up. And my daughter's wife goes, "Oh, have you seen this?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "You gotta watch this." I'm like, "Okay, whatever, play it." So she plays this. And it is this incredible film about fairies that kind of get a little off track. And, you know, how love spells can fuck you up. And the way to break a love spell and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, holy shit. She's like, "It's one of my favorite movies." I'm like, "Kat, I didn't like you before, but now I love you. You're
nice.
Awesome."
Yep. Good one.
But yeah, it's like the bad guy buys a love spell from the blue fairy. So she gives him the love spell, and it doesn't work. So he captures the blue fairy and locks her away. And then cuts down all the flowers that it takes to make the love spell. Because he won't listen to her. And she's like, "I'm trying to tell you the reason the love spell didn't work." And he's like, "Nope, don't want to hear it. Not going to do it."
Yeah.
Well, at the end, she finally gets it through his head. The reason that the love spell didn't work is because the being you cast the love spell on was already in love with someone else.
I see.
And, you know, then it kind of clicks for him. And another fairy tries to cast a love spell on the fairy that he's finally fallen in love with. And it doesn't work. Because she sees this beetle guy that is the kingdom. He's the king of the Dark Kingdom. And she's already in love with him.
Wow.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool angle.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Because I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. I thought it was a Danzig song. Nope. It's an Elvis song.
Nuts.
And, on top of that, Danzig did a "Come Hear Me Sing Elvis." I'm like, "You've got to be fucking kidding me."
Oh?
Yeah?
What is it?
he did a Danzig Come Hear Me Sing Elvis song. He did a whole album that was Elvis covers. I'm like, no, really? Oh, man, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. He was dead on. He was spot on as far as his range, his vocals, the everything was spot on. But if I want to hear Elvis, I'm going to go buy an Elvis record.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry. I mean, I don't mean to be rude because I love Danzig. I got to meet him once.
Yeah.
And I still hold that heart, you know, that moment deep in my heart. But you're not Elvis. You're not the reincarnation of Elvis. You're not even going to come close. Quit trying.
Yep, exactly.
Sorry. You know, why is it that it's so hard for people to be themselves?
Well, he's done just about, well, actually, no, he is pretty niche. I don't know, I guess he wanted to kind of break out a little bit. He's like, yeah, Elvis.
That is not breaking out a little bit. That is, let me pigeonhole myself and try to make other people listen to me.
That was a bad move.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on, guys. I love y'all. Be yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you represent, where you come from, where you've been, where you're going. Be yourself. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what I believe in. That's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Lords did that, and she was fucking amazing at it.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, this chick, she was in, what, 6 or 7 dozen adult films before she was 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I'm 18. Fuck.
All right, I'm gonna...
Now I'm gonna hide.
Word is out.
You know, word and... Word is out. As we do at 14, 15, 16... She didn't think about the consequences of her actions.
Mm-hmm.
But once she grew up a little bit and it finally started hitting her that, oh shit, my actions have consequences. Now I gotta face this shit. Oh, hell no. And she went and hid, and the rest of the cast of Crybaby hid her.
Had to hide her, yes. Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. She is quite a story.
She is an amazing person.
Yeah.
My hat goes off to her.
Yep.
Tracy, love you, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, we know why you love her.
Yeah. Well, hey, my hat's off to her, too, along with my pants.
Well, yeah. Put the pants back on. Come on, I'm not there yet.
Currently, but you know, it can happen.
Now, that would be a three-way you would not deny.
No. Absolutely not.
All right, votes up. Me, Carrie, Tracy Lords. What do you guys think?
Whoa, yay. Even now.
As opposed to me, Carrie, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, for the story. Absolutely.
Or me, Carrie, Tom Hiddleston. Although he is married and happy and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not... I would not be opposed to being the thorn in that. Sorry.
Sure.
All right, honey, we're down to about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, contact information.
For myself, still Traveler 2300 on PlayStation Network. Absolutely. Come and find me. No spaces. 2 L's in Traveler. and Mecco3303@hotmail.com.
And of course, guys, you always know we've got Depheads and Hiddlestoners at yahoo.com. DepheadsandHiddlestoners at yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at DepheadsHiddlestoners.com. No and, no spaces. Or, hey, give us a call for 772-985-0063. Give us a call, Devheads Hiddlestoners Hotline. We will call you back. So what are we doing next week?
Let me think on it. I don't know. I'm still kind of liking like the punk show or the dancing tribute show.
We could do Danzig. Actually, yeah. Johnny says he actually likes Danzig, so that ties
in. Excellent.
So, guys, hey, punks, come see us. We're going to do a friggin' Danzig show next week. Love you guys.
Peace and love.
Love and peace. We'll check you next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.